Tuesday morning, and welcome to the Lady Life Podcast, an inspirational podcast. I am your host, Kimberly Gladney, and today is about our circles of influence, or your circle of influence, right? In an amazing book called the Bible, there's a scripture that I really like that is found in the Old Testament book of Proverbs, chapter 27 and verse 17. And it reads, "As iron sharpens iron, so a man or woman sharpens the countenance of his or her friend." And so there have been various interpretations of this scripture, right? Various interpretations. And actually, research reveals that during ancient times, most iron items were not pure, meaning they consisted of other metals like copper or nickel. And so it may have been possible during that time for iron to sharpen iron. Now today, somebody might say, well, in modern times, the times that we live in, there is no way possible that iron can sharpen iron. But again, we are reading from the Bible, which is an historical text. And so it was different back then. And so I recently had breakfast with one of my best friends. And what I love about her is that she inspires me to lead by design. And so God designed me beautifully as he did you. And I am to lead by God's design. And so she encourages me to soar, right? To soar. This is what a circle of influence should be. So who is in your circle of influence? Does your circle consist of those that talk negatively about others? Does it consist of those that complain? Does it consist of those that sow discord? Does it consist of those that aspire to be anything but ordinary? Who is in your circle of influence? So I am currently a part of a mentoring group that includes some dynamic women. Some are scholars, activists, teachers, attorneys, pastors, just some phenomenal leaders and women. And when we come together, I listen more than I speak because I have much to learn from them. I consider myself to be a learner. I will forever be a student because there is always something to learn. And within my circle, it is evident that iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. And so when you read the book of Proverbs, chapter 27 in its entirety, it speaks of friendship. And so looking at that scripture, iron sharpens iron, it puts you into the mind of friendship. There are various verses within that chapter that speak of friendship. And so in a spiritual sense, when your relationship is strong with God, you, as a child of God, are going to be strong, just as iron. And when you link up with others that are of the same likeness, you sharpen each other. All right? And we know that iron is known as is known to be an extremely strong substance, right? And so when you link up with others that are of the same likeness, you sharpen each other. When a substance like iron is being sharpened, or any other substance, it takes on a certain form or shape, right? In a circle of influence, one generally takes on the shape or form of those within the circle, which is absolutely powerful. Think about that. In a circle of influence, one generally takes on the shape or form of those within that circle. So the question of the day is, who is in your circle of influence? Who are you listening to? Who are you confiding in? Who is in that circle? To be honest, in the past, I used to have friends in my circle that did not make me better or refine me. Instead, they made me exhausted. To be transparent, some of them left me questioning my identity. Right? I would act one way. I would conform to them when we hung together. But after I left their presence, I knew that I was wrong. And I would have to repent as a Christian. We call that repentance, right? When we go outside of the will of God, when we do things that are ungodly. And so I knew, you know, that this was just not right. Even since becoming a Christian, there have been other Christians that I knew needed to mature, and I had to gently remove them from my circle of influence. Do I still love them? Absolutely. Do I still speak to them? Absolutely. However, if I and you are to accomplish what God has designed us to do, to accomplish, then we must surround ourselves with those that enhance us and our walk with God and others. So point to ponder. Who is in your circle of influence? You can ask yourself that today. Who is in my circle of influence? Who do I need to add? And who in love do I need to remove? Because it absolutely makes a difference in our lives, right? There's a path that God has created for all of us. A good path. But in order to get there, we must surround ourselves with those that are like-minded. For Christians, we know what like-minded means. Those that are living according to God's plan, his design, right? That is found in the Bible. And so if you're around those that are negative, you're going to become stagnant. You're not going to reach those goals, right? Because they're going to pull you back. They influence you negatively. So you can't move forward because you're with the wrong group of influence. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed today's podcast. And I do want to encourage those who already have a beautiful circle of influence, those that are pushing you to strive and to soar and to appreciate life, right? Appreciate your family, those who have families, those that encourage you to do those good works that the Bible speaks about, right? Encourages you to be the best version of you that God has designed you to be, to operate in love and to display all the fruits of the Spirit, all the fruit of the Spirit, I should say, right? Those are the people that you want in your circle. And so we celebrate those that are pushing us and to the right direction, that are encouraging us and that are pushing us to accomplish all that God has designed for us. And so I hope that you have enjoyed today's podcast and hope that you will join again for more Tuesday morning inspiration. And remember, keep living your best life unto the Lord. Keep learning life's most valuable lessons and keep creating positive change within your communities. Bye for now and have a blessed day.